USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hillary Clinton's predicting President Trump will become more uncontrollable and more unaccountable after the midterm elections. Clinton speaking last night on MSNBC's Rachel Maddow show.
The president is close to being uncontrollable. There are people still in there who, by their own admission, are trying to hold on to prevent even worse things from happening.
The woman who accuses Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault wants the FBI to investigate before she testifies at a Senate hearing. Christine Blasey Ford, claiming Kavanaugh held her down and groped her when they were both teenagers. Kavanaugh has denied the allegations. President Trump's to view flooding damage from Hurricane Florence in North Carolina today. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
More now on what was Hurricane Florence, as North Carolina's governor is concerned residents will return home before it's safe to do so. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
One thing we know too well is that sunshine doesn't necessarily mean safety.
The governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, worrying about the people in his state returning prematurely to their flooded out homes after Hurricane Florence.
Please, for your safety and the effectiveness of our emergency operations, do not try to return home yet.
As for the roads,
roads remain dangerous, and new road closings are still happening.
President Trump will be visiting parts of North Carolina today. A new poll shows Pope Francis's approval numbers down considerably in the U.S. after sexual assault accusations against the church. The early September Gallup poll showing just 53% of Americans have a favorable view of the Pope. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The U.S. Supreme Court says a lot of nonprofit groups have to disclose the identity of wealthy donors who give money to pay for aggressive political ads. Yesterday's ruling on so-called dark money donations, coming just 7 weeks before the midterm elections, it's expected to apply to explicitly political ads run by nonprofits between now and Election Day. The ads in question are those that tell people to vote for or against a candidate. People will no longer be able to donate to those ads anonymously. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he'll soon visit South Korea. Kim making the announcement today at a summit in Pyongyang with South Korean leader Moon Jae-in at his side. At the joint press conference, Moon said a summit with Kim could happen in Seoul this year. A Seoul summit with Kim Jong-un would be the first visit to the South by a North Korean leader since the peninsula was split after World War II. And the dictionary is growing again. The latest edition of the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has 840 new words, including many that are, well, rather familiar to many people. New entries include adorbs, fave, mocktail, Instagramming, and airplane mode. Well, remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.